Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Granny Hamner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel strikes out. Lopata drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gorel out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapulski. Banks reaches second base with a double. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morin. The throw from Lopata and he is safe. Morin steals second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski strikes out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner takes first base on ball four. Ashburn moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski bunts towards first. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Dark reaches second base with a double. Drabowski moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lopata settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lopata. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Sanford reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sanford scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolsky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Rapolsky reaches second base with a double. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hamner hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Rapolski is out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gorrell. The throw from Lopata and he is out, Hamner applying the tag. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essigian moves to second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a fly ball towards right. Walls catches it and throws to second to double up Essigian. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hearn now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rapolski strikes out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hamner strikes out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gorrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Drabowski moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner fields it and throws to second for the out. Drabowski moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kaczynski pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin moves to third. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Morin scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rapolsky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Rapolsky reaches third base with a triple. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapolsky. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopata hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Essigian hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Meyer now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bowman moves to second. Joe Lynette pinch hits for Solly Hemus. Don Elston now pitching. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Jack Meyer now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Long moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 4 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Rapolsky is called out on strikes. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hamner strikes out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 4 in the game. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.